President Trump this morning issued an ultimatum to North Carolina about the Republican National Convention. Unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper gives Republicans assurances the Spectrum Center can be, quote, fully occupied for the convention, the GOP will move it. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
The president started Memorial Day tweeting about Cooper. He wrote the governor is in a shutdown mood and that Republicans, quote, must be immediately given an answer as to whether or not the space will be allowed to be fully occupied. If the state doesn't do that, Trump said, we will be reluctantly forced to find another site. Vice President Mike Pence said on Fox and Friends Monday morning that the president is just trying to prepare.
What you hear the president saying today is just a very reasonable request of the governor of North Carolina. We all want to be in Charlotte. We love North Carolina. But having a sense now is absolutely essential because of the immense preparations that are involved.
Pence said that if Cooper can't say that the convention can take place, the GOP will look elsewhere.
And if needs be, moving the national convention to a state that that is farther along on reopening and can say with confidence that we can gather there.
The Florida Republican Party said it would welcome the chance to host the RNC. But Republican City Councilmember Ed Driggs doesn't think it could be moved.
You can't replicate the work that has gone on for almost 2 years in Charlotte to prepare for the convention over a span of 3 months.
But could Trump reinvent the RNC just as he's remade other parts of the presidency? Delegates could come to Charlotte to formally nominate him, possibly in small groups in different venues, while Trump finds states that would allow him to hold campaign-style rallies. The New York Times reported last week that Trump is mused about holding the convention in a hotel ballroom in Florida. Charlotte's contract with the GOP doesn't allow the Republican National Committee to walk away, but fighting the president in court would arguably be a moot point. Charlotte City Attorney Patrick Baker says the city's contract doesn't require the GOP to bring a certain number of people, or even the president.
There's nothing in that document that talks about the number of people that have to be here, the number of beds that they're going to take up at our hotels, there's a reference to the actual president of the United States.
Charlotte has been awarded a $50 million convention security grant from the Department of Justice. The city has already started buying equipment for the convention with the expectation that it will be reimbursed from that grant. The city won't say what it's bought and how much it's spent so far, citing its security plan. But would Trump approve reimbursing the city if there's no convention, or if there's a convention that's a fraction of the original size? Driggs says the city would go to court.
When we did formally accept it, we were entitled legally to rely on it. We would go to court if they tried to withhold that money.
Mayor Vi Lyles, who was the biggest Democratic supporter of bringing the RNC to Charlotte, did not answer questions about Trump's tweets. She read from a prepared statement.
The health and safety of our residents and visitors have always been the top priority, and we will continue to follow the guidance from Governor Cooper and the public health professionals to determine the best and safest way to host the Republican National Convention.
The president's tweets came 4 days after North Carolina's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mandy Cohen, said the GOP should, quote, hope for the best but plan for the worst for the convention. Cohen also said she considers RNC delegates to be spectators. That's important because delegates would not be exempt from any limits the state would have on the size of indoor gatherings. Under Phase 2 of reopening, which lasts until June 26th, that limit is 10 people indoors. The three-day convention is scheduled to start August 24th.
That would be like a spectator, in my mind, right? They'd be sitting in sort of the spectator parts of the Spectrum Center. And I think these are the kinds of details that we would work out with the RNC. But yes, the staff that we meant are like the ones that actually work at the Spectrum Center.
Cohen also said it's possible the swift development of a vaccine could allow the convention to move forward. She also said mass testing might allow more people to come. As for Governor Roy Cooper, spokesperson Doreen McMillan did not address the president's comments directly. She said health officials are working with the RNC and that the state is relying on data and science to protect the public health. Some metrics in North Carolina aren't moving in the right direction for a faster reopening. The number of people hospitalized for COVID-19 had an all-time high of 627 on Monday. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.